Hi, everybody. We're back with another episode of... I was just telling...
Oh, bro.
The beginning is always so awkward. Okay, so I have a guest with me today on my podcast. It's Cayenne. Introduce yourself. So, Cayenne, we were just talking about how, like, what we're gonna talk about, you know? But I think that the cool thing about having two people on a podcast is that it's, like, a genuine conversation. It's not just one person talking, you know? Mm-hmm. 'Cause when I do podcast episodes alone, it's just, there's no one to, like, bounce off of. You just have to keep talking. So, like, it's just kind of boring. But anyways, so we have Cayenne here. Cayenne and I didn't know each other really until, like, my sophomore year.
Was it sophomore?
My junior year.
When I started working with you.
And I started working at Jitters the summer of 2020. And I was 15. So, you didn't start working, you didn't work that summer. You didn't start working till like, winter, maybe?
It was that September.
Winter. Or that fall.
Yeah.
So, you were freshman, I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
I remember the first day you worked at Jitters with me, and Brittany was working with us. Remember Brittany? And
I've heard the story.
Brittany was just, like, a couple years older than I was, so 3 years older than Cayenne. And she was, like, you know, training us in. It was, like, a Saturday or a Sunday or something, so she was training us in. And Cayenne, I always thought Cayenne was kind of weird. And this lady came to the window, and Cayenne took her order, and the lady ordered, like, a turtle mocha. But Cayenne thought that she wanted a chiller, but she just wanted, like, a turtle mocha. And Cayenne went to, like, go grab a cold cup and started to make it, because that was all you knew how to make at the time, yeah. Was chillers. And then Brittany was like, wait, what did she order? And Cayenne was like, a turtle mocha. And, like, so sassy. And then Brittany was like, well, but that means, like, you know, from the espresso machine, not over there. And Cayenne got so mad and, like, threw her arms up in the air and, like, shoved the cup back into its spot. And I was like, what the hell? And Brittany walked up to me. She was like, does she just think that everything's a chiller? And Cayenne looked like she wanted to die. Do you remember that? Bruh.
But I've heard it so many times.
Really? From
I
me?
I think I just... Maybe I just didn't like being told. I guess I wasn't used to being told what to do.
Well, it was like your first day of working. But you had like your slam volleyball sweatshirt on and like a headband to your hair and a high pony. Like,
was
that? Like you used to dress... Yeah, like how you used to dress... Not that it was bad.
That's embarrassing.
But, like...
I can't believe I showed up to work like that on my first day.
I have definitely had questionable outfits at work as well. So, it's okay. But, yeah. So, that's how Cayenne and I know each other. And at first, I feel like... Not that I didn't, like, actively didn't like you. But we weren't friends at Jitters. Like, at first.
I only knew of you because you were in my cousin's grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you from volleyball,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I feel like I, like, heard something about you being, like, a mean person. And when I would, like, see you in the halls, you had, like, an RBF or something, I was like, oh my god, she's a bitch.
I kind of did when I was younger, I don't know. For some reason, I was kind of, I don't know how to explain it, I wasn't, like, rude when I was, like, a preteen, but I was definitely just... Like, very blunt. In, like, a not nice way.
I feel like everyone was.
Maybe, yeah.
Teenage years.
Yeah, it was, like, age 12 to 15. I was just, like, no emotion whatsoever, but, like, a lot of emotion at the same time. So you probably heard correctly. I was not very nice in, like, 6th and 7th grade or whatever years it was. But, yeah, so Cayenne and I kind of, yeah, we knew each other through volleyball. I remember... The musical, too. You, like, auditioned for the 6th grade. I was in 6th grade, you were in 5th grade. And you were going after
Mrs. Rockabye.
Yeah, you were going after the part with the weird laugh.
It was Julie.
Jillian.
And it was Jillian. Jillian. And Haley got it.
Haley, yeah, and her cousin got the part. Bruh, that was the part that I wanted, too.
That was, like, the last time I ever tried out for anything.
You were so close, and I remember thinking, who is this bitch? I don't even know who this is, and she almost has my part that I want? Like, what the hell?
I don't know who I thought I was thinking I could go into musical. I hate it. I hate watching musicals. I hate...
Yeah, you're not a music...
I hate all the songs. Like I want to listen to the talking, not the songs. I could never see you,
like, dancing or singing, like, willingly.
Well, I was in dance for a while.
Right, but I mean, like, in a play. I could see you being in dance, like, Dance Off Broadway or whatever. But...
I don't know what made me think I could, like, willingly
I mean, but you nailed the laugh. I remember you were the only person who could do the laugh, and it was...
Because it's my real laugh!
It was so, like, ear-piercing, too. It was like, hey! It was, like, one of those laughs.
Because it was literally my laugh. It's, like, change over time, but it's still, like,
the... I remember it so vividly. Like, your glasses and, like...
I had the big gap in my teeth before I ever got braces.
Oh, my gosh. Did you used to wear cat ears,
too? I used to wear chokers, too.
Chokers, cat ears. People... You were the OG furry.
People were like, you used to wear chokers up until, like, 8th grade or something. And I'm like, there ain't no way.
I don't think you wore them until 8th grade.
Nuh-uh. Did you? It was up until, like 7th grade
Elementary school, which
I
is...
Like, I do not remember wearing chokers at all.
But I feel like it's...
High school.
At, like, Claire's, they just had, like, cat ears for girls to wear. So it's not even your fault. I feel like you were victimized by, like, little girl stores that were like, yeah, it's okay, wear these to school. I was
peer pressured into it.
Seriously, like, they should not, they just shouldn't have existed. Because now we look back and we're like, seriously, why did we do that?
Maybe it was just...
I mean, I dressed normal at that age.
Oh my god, speaking of furries, I was with Riley and he was looking on Facebook Marketplace. And
oh no.
Must have been Facebook Marketplace, and there was, like, a furry, like, set.
What?
And it was, like, the butt plug one. He's like, should I get this for Cayenne? I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, you know what that is? I'm like, yeah, it goes in my ass.
What? I feel like we just entered, I feel like that should not have been said on a podcast. Whatever. Changing subjects. So, Cayenne had the idea of, like, writing stuff down to ask each other, and I was unprepared. I had class this morning, and then I came home and I did homework, and then I was really, really tired because I didn't get much sleep last night, so I took a nap, and then I cleaned my room, so I didn't, like, write down questions, so I just wrote mine down, and I only have, like, a few, but Cayenne went to work. She's got, like, a million things written down. I was doing
this for my youth service class.
Yeah, because I remember youth service. There's nothing to do. Like, I didn't talk to anybody.
Oh, my God. So, I had youth service last quarter, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she gave me, like, a bad grade or whatever, but it was, like...
Whose class did you do it for?
Miss Crescent, first grade. And I got, like, 170 or something out of 200. I'm like, what did I do?
Oh. Did you talk to the kids at all?
I mean, yeah. I helped them. I mean, a lot of the time, there's not much to do. So, I sat there, I did homework. If she asked me to do something, I did it.
Yeah. I did it for Miss Weir's class, and freaking, like...
Miss Weir?
I'm just gonna say names, because the people that I'm gonna name aren't, like... I'm not gonna say anything bad about them. But, like, Lucas Arnes and Joey, and those guys were in that class. Kendall? Or wait, no.
Wait, who's Kendall?
Kendall is Lydia's brother.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it was Kendall and Joey. I don't know if Lucas... Arnes was in that class. Or yes, he was. He was. Yes. They would not leave me alone. Like, I would go, because I'm Johnny's sister. So, you know, so I'm, like, sitting in the corner trying to, like, if, yeah, I would talk to someone if they were, like, nice. But these boys would just come over and sit by me and, like, say the most out-of-pocket stuff. And Miss Weir would just kind of, like, watch. And I was like, oh, man, this is not okay. So, I was not a fan of youth service. I was so excited for it to be over. I just would sit in the corner and, like, go on Pinterest. Unless, I don't know. There were a couple girls in there who were cool, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So, what do you want to start with?
Oh, my God.
There's so many
things.
Let's
talk about college, because it's happening.
Yeah.
It happened recently.
Did you pick a school?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Okay, so
official announcement.
Confirmed my enrollment at University of Duluth.
Yay!
So excited.
What are you going for, T?
Okay, well, no.
Oh.
I decided not to.
Okay.
Even though I literally wasted my time in education class. But whatever. So, I switched it twice. Once or whatever. And so I was going to major in psychology.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, talking to people about it. And they're like, oh, well, it's, like, better if you have something with it and have that as a minor. And, like, Grace Lynn, she's majoring in
criminology,
sociology, yeah. And minoring in psychology.
That would be fun.
I was like, okay, I love, like, criminal stuff, mysteries, whatever.
What kind of job do you get with criminology? Is that...
Oh my god, there's a bunch. You can do, like, forensic...
Yeah, because I feel like that's such a broad major.
So, I switched it to major in criminology.
Okay.
And minor in psychology because I really want to do something with psychology.
Yeah.
And I'm very into, like, criminology, so.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of nervy.
Yeah. Yeah, what are the emotions, like?
Okay, well, I was very nervous at first because I was like, okay, like, how will this work out with Riley? How is this gonna go?
I do want to pause on that because I feel like when you go to college, if you're dating someone, you're, like, expected to not think of them because it's about you, which it is. It is about you. It, whatever. But it's very, like, even when I was younger, I would hear about a couple going to the same college, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so stupid. They need to branch out and do their own things, which is, like, partly true. And then if a couple goes to separate colleges, you're like, well, they're gonna break up. So it's, like, there's no middle. You know what I mean? So it's a huge thing to think about when you go to college. Because, of course, it's going to be a fear, you know?
I know. And I was, like, talking to my therapist about it and just, like, a few friends getting, like, their opinions and, like, advice. And they basically just all said, like, if it's meant to be, it'll work out.
That's true. That's
and
very true.
Me and Riley had, like, a conversation about it, like, where he will be going after he's done with school. And, like, how it will be when I move to Duluth. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about it, and then I just decided to confirm my enrollment. And, yeah, I haven't really thought about, like, the distance much since.
It's something that you don't really want to think about until it happens. You kind of want to soak up what
I'm just trying to remind myself and just continue to say to myself, like, if it's meant to be, it'll work out.
Exactly.
There's FaceTime. I can come home on some weekends. He can come up. And I'm just trying to tell myself that all the time.
It's a scary thought. And no one talks about it either. I feel like people avoid talking about how scary it is to go to a cut. Like I said, you're supposed to act like it's, like, you'd be fine if it didn't work out. You know what I mean?
There's people saying, oh, well, my boyfriend's this many hours away and we're doing fine. Like, okay, but what is
That's totally invalidating. I hate when people say that.
What about on the inside? Like, how are you actually feeling?
People I hate that.
Okay, so I was on TikTok today, and I was, like, going through, like, college tips as a freshman, you know? I was watching some videos, and one video, this girl, her number one tip was, like, don't bring your high school boyfriend to college. And the comment was, like, one of the comments was, like, okay, well, my boyfriend lives 4 hours away in high school or whatever, and we're fine. I was like, okay. And there's, like, been many videos, or just, like, a few, like, don't bring your high school boyfriend to college.
Well, an important thing to remember, though, is that most of the girls who post on TikTok, like, okay, when you think about people in your life who are, like, grounded and level-headed, do they post TikToks like that? No.
No.
Nobody who has a solid mindset posts TikToks. You know what I mean? I always remind myself of that because I don't have TikTok anymore, but I used to be on it all the time because it's TikTok and, like, it's a way to kill time when you're bored or whatever. And I had a lot of videos like that pop up, like, after Corey and I had been dating for, like, 5 months or, you know, after, like, a good amount of time. I would actually stop and read some of those ones about, like, relationships because I was, like, interested in what it was saying. And it caused, like, so many insecurities.
I know.
But, and I had, that's one of the main reasons I deleted it, was because, like, I would compare my relationship to random people on TikTok. When, in reality, that girl who posted that, like, her and her boyfriend are, like, the people who post on TikTok are looking for validation, and they're looking for attention, and they're just... Yeah, I always tell myself, no one in my life that I trust or that I would take advice from post TikToks like that, so I'm not gonna listen to...
Right.
You know? But it's also very easy to get sucked in. Like, super easy. Because then it just triggers a bunch of thoughts in your brain. And like,
I feel like you just get in your head too much about it. Yeah. I just try to ignore the relationship videos.
It's tough.
I mean...
That's another thing girls don't talk about is... Really... Because I had close friends in high school who... were like, oh yeah, like if I got insecure about something and I saw a TikTok about it, I would send it to my boyfriend and be like, you need to start doing this, or you, like, stuff like that. And looking at that from an outside view is like, well, that's kind of messed up to, like, send that to your boyfriend and say, like, you're being a bad boyfriend, you're not doing this. But that's how triggering those videos would be. Like, that's how much of an impact they had. But no one says that until, like, the relationship is over and whatever. But, like, yeah, it's... I hate it. I hate those. Like, I don't understand why people feel the need to post them, because it doesn't do any good, you know? And no girl is gonna look at that and be like, yep, because of that video, I'm not bringing my boyfriend to college with me. Or, like, I'm not doing
okay,
this.
Okay, going off of that, I'm not breaking up with Riley because
well, obviously.
Of those videos or anything, because... But I don't know, those are their thoughts, and I think they want to have more... of the college experience.
Yeah.
And
which,
like,
is totally fine.
You can still have a college experience with a boyfriend in 100%. High school.
Yeah. I agree. It was a really awkward silence because I was drinking my water.
Oh, wait. Speaking of... That's...
Oh, yeah. We made lattes and... Or, well, I guess Cayenne's going to try to do it. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's your phone. I was like, what's glowing? Unfortunately, neither of us have acrylic nails, so we can't do, like, actual ASMR. It just sounds like bumps, because it's our, like, fingers. But, yeah, we made... What? Shut up. What did you make, Cayenne? A caramel macchiato?
Yeah.
I have an espresso machine upstairs, and obviously, if... The setting right now, you guys, is so good. We're in my room. It's actually kind of clean for once. My bed is so comfy. We've got blankets and pillows. We've got a candle. The window's open. Light is off. And
just having a good time.
We have our mochas and our macchiatos, and it's great. But anyways, that was off topic. But
okay, yeah. The more I've thought about college, like, in enrolling, the more, like, excited I am. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've already been shopping online and everything.
Yeah.
I have a bunch in my Amazon cart. And I really want to update my wardrobe, but I don't have a And everyone's like, don't bring your whole wardrobe to college. Well, I need to update first before I bring anything.
I feel like you need to listen to your brain before you listen to anybody else. It sounds like everyone is having control
my brain
over
is
what
so,
you're doing for college.
It's a TikTok college tip.
Bruh. You cannot listen to those.
My brain is telling me to update my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's never a bad idea.
I just want to leave, like, all the clothes from high school in
or you could,
high
like,
school era.
Bring them to a Goodwill. Get rid of them. Have a garage sale. Like, you don't need them anymore. You
okay,
know?
Okay, this is very embarrassing to admit, but since I am a broke high school student at the moment, I've been shopping on Shein.
Oh, girl. We all shop on Shein.
Okay.
I do, too. It's not something to be embarrassed about.
I was telling my mom about it. I was like, yeah, I really need to update my wardrobe. She's like, me and you both. And I was like, well, I've been, like, shopping on Shein. And she looked at me, she's like, I was like, okay, well, they're cheap and affordable.
But why are they cheap and affordable?
She's like, okay, well, why don't you shop at, like, that one store in the mall? Like, Ragstock. I was like, those are basically the same stores.
Mm-hmm.
Shein and Ragstock.
Yeah.
They're both, like...
And if you go to Goodwill, there's a lot of Shein stuff there, too.
Oh,
or if you go to, what's it called? Plato's Closet. Any thrift store is going to have Shein clothes
like
in it.
Ragstock and, like, Shein, they have, like, shitty materials, but good materials.
Yeah.
So, like, cute clothes.
Dresses that look like they're expensive, but they're, like, $15. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I have been shopping on Shein. I have, like, $160 worth of clothes in my cart.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very depressing because I know I can't buy it all.
You gotta get, like, the... There's coupons you can do on Shein.
Okay, I'm also a little delusional because I keep seeing the $750 gift cards on TikTok that you can apply
for. Bro!
And I've, like, tried applying for it for, like four times.
No.
Because I know I can't afford all these clothes, but I want them.
Well, sometimes it's good to do a little bit of clothes at a time, too, because if you do too much, it's kind of overbearing.
And, like, I was at Riley's, and I was, like, showing the clothes I want on Shein, and there was, like, these, like, I don't know, coupons you can fill out or, like, games you can play.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, one I was playing. It was, like, a spin the wheel. And I was, like, 1 cent away from getting, like, a $300 gift card.
And, like, this sounds like, when we're younger and we're, like, on our phones at, like, midnight under our blanket when we're, like, 11. And we're doing the thing to win a free iPhone and we think we're actually going to get one. And okay. It's, like, totally a scam. Well,
okay, so it was, like, 5 cents away. So you send it to someone and I made Riley down the machine. So he could, like, spin the wheel.
Bruh!
And so I got, like, 4 cents out of it.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, 99 cents or whatever. So I was 1 cent away from getting that, like, $300. And I had to send it to someone else. But I was like, who can I send it to? No one! So he's like, honey, it's a scam. Because he did, like, the same exact, like, game on Shein, too.
No.
And it was like, spin the wheel, $5. That happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
He got $5 too. Then I was like, spin the wheel, you get 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, honey, it's a scam. He's like, baby, I love you, but it's a scam. Like, don't even start.
That's funny.
I was like, okay, well, do you want to buy it for me then? Do you want to buy my car? He's like, no.
Bruh.
Like, well, then stop your bitching and moaning.
I can't believe you. Like, put so much effort into it.
No, it wasn't only the spin one either. I tried playing. Hold on.
Oh, no. She's pulling it up. Ain't no way. Bruh.
It was, like, spin to win, magic draw easily, money tree, free gifts, and I was...
That
I
did, screams
like,
not
I did, like,
real.
Four of them.
Oh, Cayenne. Did it cost you any money?
No.
Did you? Okay,
but
that's
I was
good.
Always, like... 1 cent away.
Well, like, yeah, that's what they do in a scam.
Or I was, like, one diamond away from getting the goddamn
That's just
clothes.
How it works, bruh. I don't think anyone wins those
but, like,
things.
There's so many cute things in here. I could get some, like, off-brand Uggs because I
know... Oh, I have those. I have off-brand Uggs from Shein. They were, like, $6.
These ones are
and they
19.
Oh, mine were way cheaper.
Well, what the hell?
Well, but, there like, was probably a sale.
But, like, I knew... I was like, okay, I'll probably be wearing slippers a lot
mm-hmm.
in college, just,
mm-hmm.
like, going to the diner or whatever, so I should
oh, yeah.
probably get some.
To the diner. The dining hall. Let's go to the diner.
What? There's, like, so many cute things, like this duck sweater. Like
okay,
this...
we can look at your Shein cart later.
And I want to get the I Love My Boyfriend.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I feel like the I Love My Boyfriend sweatpants just screams you.
So, I wonder if I can use some of my college fund to put towards
Bruh!
The okay, well, okay. So, my grandparents, they're, like, kind of rich okay. that I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when my sister, when she turned 16, they got her a car.
Yeah.
And they said they were gonna, whatever. Or, like, I figured, or my, most of my dad... thought they were going to get me a car, too,
yeah.
for my 16, but they actually started, like, a college fund account.
Oh.
And, like, I asked my grandma, like, quite a few months ago, like, quite a while ago, I was like, hey, like, how much is in this college fund account? She's like, oh, $6,000. She's like, okay. So maybe I can use it to win my Shein card.
Oh, Kaya, don't do that.
Like
you'll regret it
okay,
later
well, then,
on.
I'll just take it out of my freaking jitters paycheck. Then I'll be working 89 hours again. Or it's 87.
Bruh.
Yeah, because last summer I worked 87 hours in 2 weeks, and he's like, well, I'm not allowed to put all the hours on this paycheck.
87 hours of jitters? I don't even think that's possible.
It was 87 hours. And he's like, well, I'm not allowed to put over 80 hours on your paycheck, so the other 7 hours will have to go on your next one.
Kyan, that is not possible.
No, I worked 87 goddamn hours in 2 goddamn weeks.
Hold on. Eight, that would have, so the longest you can work at Jitters is 8 hours. That's how long they're open a day.
Like, you can even ask mom.
Wait.
Cause.
Oh, wait, yeah, it is fine. Okay, I did the math wrong in my head. Yeah, okay, never mind, sorry.
Like, 87 hours, so that's about over $800. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
damn, possible. That's impressive. At Jitters?
Burnout is real. Especially at Jitters.
There's nothing like coming home from working at Jitters from open to close. It's the worst thing. Like, I don't even know how to put it into words. How, like the feeling when you get home. You've worked open to close, right?
Probably,
for sure. I feel like you have. Probably. Or, like, we've probably, I feel like we've opened
and closed. Okay, we need to get Grace Linden on this, because she has so many open to close.
Yes, she keeps her energy, though. I feel like I just hit a wall at, like, 10 o'clock. I just get, like.
No, Grace Linden, she's always in, like, the mood around, like, maybe, like, 12. She's like, I'm so goddamn done with this shit.
Yeah. But
she's like, pissing me off, and Michael Lane just stands by the espresso machine.
Bruh, yeah. No, I like working with Grace Linden. It was just her and I over, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving break or whatever, and it was so fun. But, anyways.
Life, love, Grace Linden.
Yeah, we love you.
Oh,
she,
my God.
She definitely doesn't listen to this, but.
We'll make her listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll tell her to.
Because she's mentioned. Oh, my God, speaking of Grace Linden, Grayson's up in Duluth. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited because I'll at least know one person there.
Well, and you guys always got along really well.
And yeah. I've been messaging her about, like, this whole process of, like, getting ready for college and, like, what should I bring? What should I leave at home? Like, what is best? And I was like, did you rise your bed once? She's like, yeah, I loved it. So now I'm buying bed risers.
Nice.
And just, like, asking her questions about, like, how do I pay for this? Or do I have to go to this? Should I?
Yeah.
She's been just, like, very godmother at this point.
Yeah, she's great. And I feel like she is very driven. Like, she'll have a good career in whatever she does, whatever she ends up doing.
And, like, I texted her and I was like, girl, like, she's taken almost, like, all the classes I'll be taking. I was like, okay, you need to give me a tour the day before.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
I know I would get lost the day.
Yep.
And
colleges are no joke. Like, even the smallest campuses feel huge.
Oh my God. So I got my schedule picked out for college classes. So I'll be taking interpersonal communication, introduction to criminology, criminological theory, critical thinking, and learning in community.
I hope that, like, a stalker isn't listening to this, because you're giving this podcast all of your information for what you're going to be doing next year. Like,
okay, so I probably shouldn't tell then what days I have classes.
No, don't do that.
Okay, but, like, there are a couple days I have, like, one class, which is, like, pretty nice, where, like, my day ends around, I don't know, close to noon or later in the day or whatever.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Maybe you can just look at it.
I'm looking. Yeah, that's.
So that's, like.
You don't understand how nice that is. Like, at Concordia, my schedule was, like, 6 classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then, like, 3 or 4 on Tuesday, Thursday.
That's disgusting.
I was burnt out after, like, a week, so you definitely don't want to do that kind of schedule, because it just sucks.
Oh my God, did you take an 8 a.m. class? I saw so many videos being,
I don't think
don't
so.
Take an 8 a.m. class.
No, don't take it, yeah. I had, like, a 9 o'clock. Yeah. It was, like, my orientation class, though. So
my earliest class was easy. Is from 9 to 9:50, so literally 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
And then, like, my next class, 50 minutes. And then I have, like, maybe, like, an hour and a half break in between.
Yeah.
For another 50-minute class. And then my last class is, like, an hour and 50 minutes.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, so, like, another day where I have 2 classes. First class, 50 minutes, second class, 50 minutes, and then I'm done for the day. And that's, like, all in the morning.
Damn.
And, like, another day, I have 1 class, which is an hour and 50 minutes, so. Oh, I lied.
I lied. One day, the one I was just talking about with two classes is 50 minutes first period, and the second one is an hour and 50 minutes. I lied.
Okay. Anyway. Moving on from Cayenne's schedule. I'm just like,
college is all I've been talking about now. Oh, yeah. For the past two weeks.
You. Yeah.
I'm sure, like, Adriana is, like, fed up.
Is she a junior?
She's a sophomore.
Really?
Yeah.
She seems like a junior. She seems older than that.
Oh, my God. I went to her house. When did I go to her house? I think I went to her house Monday. And I dyed her hair. Dark brown.
Oh, man. Does it look good?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't know what happened. So, like, right here, like, kind of by her roots, but not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did her roots, like, very good. Like, I did layer after layer after layer roots. And, like, either sides and the bottom. And that was on. I took forever because it was basically my first time doing it.
Yeah.
So, though, that dye was on her roots for, like, an hour. Like, hour and a half or more. And then we ran out, so I had to go back to the store, so it was even on longer.
Oh, no.
And then we washed it, and there was still, like, some of her, like, natural hair color.
Oh.
I mean, just, like, it looked like
little... So it looks like highlights.
Kind it kind of looks like highlights, but it's more, like, on the top, and it, like, blends down, but not, like, through her whole hair.
Oh.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
So she said her and her mom are going to touch it up, but I was like, girl... That dye was on for, like, almost 2 hours. I don't know why it did that, but...
That's weird. I would not have the confidence to let my friend dye my hair. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna do it. Your hair.
I would not let you touch my hair, no offense. That's not happening. You know, I wouldn't let anybody do it,
though. My mom was a hairstylist, so I just have the genes.
Obviously not, if you messed up.
I didn't mess up!
Okay, whatever. Moving on. What's the next thing on your little list?
Relationships.
Oh, boy. Relationships. I actually think it's cool that...
This water's crisp.
When did you start dating Riley?
June.
So we kind of... Because I started dating Corey in April. So, like, middle of April. So, like, a month and a half before you and Riley did. Like, and I feel like you and I just remember so many days of us, like... Because Jitters was the main place we saw each other.
Right.
So, in the summer, we'd, like, see each other almost every day, and then, you know, we would see each other every weekend during the school year, and we would just, like, always have tea on, like, a guy who blew us off, or a situationship that's, like, lasted longer than it should have, and, like, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden, around the same time, we got in, like, stable relationships out of nowhere, like, it just kind of...
I was, like, crying about one guy 1 month and the next...
It was always switching... It was always someone different. We went to go see the fireworks together. But that
Wait, who was that one guy that, like, called me, like, a cunt or something?
He called you lesbian.
Did he? No. Nuh-uh.
Fletcher?
He called me that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I just know that one time we were all hanging out at Lars, and I was like, I gotta go. Me and Cayenne are gonna hang out for a couple hours. And they were like, isn't she lesbian? And I was like, no.
That's not what I'm talking about, but I'm so scarred from that.
Oh, wait, I know what you're talking about.
We were back to your car.
Yes, I had to park at Dancing Off Broadway. And so Cayenne and I went to go see the fireworks, just us. It was so funny. We just, like, sat on a blanket, watched the fireworks together, as two people do. And then we went to go back to my car, and it's, like, super dark, and they were doing construction on one of the streets. Yeah. So we're, like, walking through dirt, and this guy drives by in his truck, and he's like, whore! And we were like, are you talking to us? Like, what? And then he just kept going. Nothing else, like, he didn't stop it. He just, like, called us whores and then kept driving. We were like, damn. That really hurt our feelings, but it didn't.
And we just laughed about it.
It was so funny.
We're like, did we just get called whores?
Yeah, what? It's not like we were wearing anything bad. We were, like, wearing jean shorts and, like, baggy t-shirts. I was like, who, what?
I was wearing, like, sunglasses, straight hair. And,
like, I know. It was, like, the most normal outfit you could think of. Yeah. But anyways, the whole time that all of that was happening, Corey and I were, like, good friends. Yeah, we were friends from, like, summer of... the summer before senior year was when we were pretty close, and, like, he came to, like, my going away party, and, You know, like, we hung out, like, we just talked when I, like, went to art school. I started talking to him on Snapchat a lot, and neither of us could tell if the other was, like, just being nice, because I feel like we're both relatively nice people, so, like, we'll just talk to people, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't know if he liked me, he didn't know if I liked him, but I guess, I don't know, I would do little things to try to see if he was, like, into me. Like, I remember one time when I was at Purbitch, I was in a chemistry class, and I was really bad at chemistry, and I was like, well, Corey's smart, like, he goes to, he, like, has the whole mechanical engineering thing, and I was like, maybe he's good at chemistry. So I sent him, like, the problems I was having trouble on, and he took, like, he opened it, and then, like, 10 minutes later sent, like, multiple things that, like, oh, it might be this, it might be, like, he, like, looked up the answers for me, and I was like, he definitely likes me. Like, I, like, try, I did, I just did little things like that to see if he would go above and beyond, and I was like, and then we ended up hanging out, and now we're dating. So, that's how my relationships have been in the last year, 2 years. How about you?
Okay, so, we're in culinary class.
In culinary class? That's how you guys met?
Okay, well, I barely knew the kid.
Yeah.
I knew he was in one of my classes. I knew he was friends with Abby Callahan, and I was friends with Abby, and she, and he was in a prom group, and that's all I knew.
Yeah.
And she, like, mentioned Riley Audie once, and I'm like, who? Who? And then I, like, saw him, I'm like, oh my god, I used to pass him all the time in the hallways, and I always thought he was really short.
Okay, we got cut off.
Anyway, so he always looked so angry when I, like, would pass him in the hallways. And yeah. I didn't know who he was. I'm like, he looks looking angry and he's short.
It was to be fair, you always look angry in the hallways, too.
He was kind of giving Danny DeVito.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Danny DeVito, he's short and he always looks angry, so I just thought of that just now. He looks like,
bruh.
Whatever. So, and then we, like, went to his house, and that was where I met, like, Adam and Evan, the triplets, and then their other triplet brother doesn't look anything like them. But that's where I met, like, his...
Something? I don't know.
Ryan.
Ryan, yes.
Two best friends, and I don't know, and I, like, met his, like, parents, and I was like, oh, I'm never gonna see these people again.
Yeah.
Here I am, 10 months later.
Isn't that so weird to think about?
And, like, so, like, I tried not to take a liking to Riley in culinary because I was like, oh, maybe him and Abby have a thing, or, well, they're going to prom together. I don't want to, like, get in the way.
Yeah.
But then Abby, like, made it clear, oh, we're not anything or whatever. So I kind of took a liking to him, but I didn't have him on any social media. And I tried looking him up on, like, Snapchat, but I couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Until Abby, like, tagged him in on a Snapchat story or whatever, and I added him. And then it was just, like, we weren't talking. It was just, like, a snap once a day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, like, one night we were just snapping back and forth, just, like, pictures of the ceiling or whatever, and he was like, I'm bored. I'm like, oh? He's like, want to play Truth or Dare? I'm like, okay.
Bro, what?
And
that's so funny.
It was just, like, a, I don't know, 10-minute game, whatever.
Yeah.
To bed. And then happened again the next night. Just a little game of Truth or Dare, because we're both bored.
Yeah.
And then that was, like, when I really liked him and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, admitted I liked him, like, later on or whatever. He's like, oh, I like you too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, we should plan a day to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And we planned and we hung out a couple days before you guys graduated. Mm-hmm. And it was so awkward. I texted my dad. I was like, hey, or I asked him, I was like, hey, can I go hang out with this guy? His name's Riley Audie. He's like, oh, I know the parents. Okay, you can go. My dad's, like, always okay with me going as long as he, like, knows the last name.
Yes, yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, in Sock Center, if you don't know the last name, I'd be concerned.
So I went to Riley's house, and he, like, came out and got me because I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
I was like, hi. He's like, hi.
Oh, man. It's always so awkward.
Oh, I hate thinking about that.
Terrible. And so
We went downstairs. I didn't, like, meet his parents until his grad party. Hold on.
I just gotta take a sip of her frickin'. That's definitely so cold now.
Still bussin'.
Anyway, so we went downstairs to his family living room, and we sit on, like, the couch, and he, like, pulled up a movie. And I was there for a couple hours, whatever, and it was just, like, normal arm around me.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then, oh my god, what happened? I don't know if we hung out the next day or whatever, but...
Bro, my stomach, we have so many times.
Okay, but we hung out. It must have been after. Probably, like, a week before was the first time we hung out before graduation or whatever.
Yeah.
We hung out again before. And I went to his house, went in the living room, we watched, like, a movie. And, like, I think the TV wasn't working or something, so we went on his laptop. And we ended up just going in his room and just laying in his bed or whatever. And he, like, spooned me. And we just watched the movie.
Yeah.
And then... I can't remember if this was, like, I feel like it was, like, the third or fourth time we were hanging out. And I got a little heated. Not, like, bad, but.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not a lot. But then we, like, kissed. And at first, but, like, when I went home that night, I thought Riley was a terrible kisser.
Really?
I thought he was the most, like, terrible. Riley, if you're listening to this, I love you. But I thought he was a terrible kisser. I'm like, oh my god, that was really bad.
Oh no. Like, well, sometimes the first time's just awkward. I know.
And it was like, and I got home, I was like, okay, well, the kiss was very rushed. We were both nervous.
Yes.
And so, like, the second time we kissed, I was like, okay, take back everything I said. He's he's a good kisser. So I was like, okay, I was just nervous.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, his grad party, grad party, and then we had the bonfire.
Oh my,
do you remember that?
How could I forget, Cayenne? How could
that
I forget
that? That was my first sleepover with Riley, too.
I will never forget that bonfire.
It what was, even happened?
It was so, it was the most random group of people. It was like, I know Corey and I showed up, and I was, like, sick at the time, so I didn't really talk to... I didn't talk a lot, because I had, like, a throat thing going on.
It was, like, Spencer, and it was, like, Dylan,
Connor Gamrod was
Carter,
there. Carter. Ava. Marlena was randomly there. And she lives in California, and she was... She showed up. I don't... Yeah. It was, like, around graduation party time. Ryan Schultz was there, Jared Drobny. Like, all those random people. And... I remember, I didn't, like, know that you and Riley were talking.
Yeah, I saw your face, and, like...
I was shocked.
Like, looking
because
across from you at the bonfire, and you're like, what the hell? I'm like...
Well, you and I were obviously good friends, and Riley and I, we're not, like, super close, but, like, in high school, we talked, you know? Like, I would consider us friends. And so I was like, how did I not know that two of my friends were, like, together? And they're freaking, like... making out with each other across the bottom.
Me and Riley?
Yes, I was like, what is
were
happening?
We?
You guys were like PDA. I'm not saying...
That's embarrassing.
I'm not saying it offensively, but like, I remember Corey and I being like, bruh, when did these two become a couple?
That's embarrassing now that I think about it, the PDA.
Well, you guys had just started hanging out, so it's understandable.
Okay, I...
It's not... It wasn't...
I was also just like...
Yeah. No, it wasn't, like, insanely bad. I think I was just caught off guard because I didn't know that you guys were talking or anything. So I was like, what the hell? And then you were, like, kind of, you know, walking around with him and, like, going where he was going. And I was like,
this is... I was just like his little
finger. I was like, this is an actual thing. And everyone was just like, okay. And, yeah, not much happened to that bonfire. We just kind of sat around and did nothing.
Oh my god, I remember I deleted the pictures because I took so many, but, like, Carter Shue and, like, Spencer took my phone and just spammed the hell out
of it. Oh, yeah. Spencer is known for that.
And I have, like, a picture of, like, Dylan leaning against, like, a tree or something.
Yes.
And, like, I don't know who was, but it was, like, Riley and, like, some other guys. They, like, went out to, like, a shop or whatever and came out with, like, fireworks.
Yep. Yeah. What a night. Those post-grad parties were the best. Like, so much fun.
That means I need to have one. But
But well, I don't have everyone friends.
Will. Everyone will. People will show, I'll like, show up, Kyan. I'll be there.
All, like, my friends would be, like, already graduated.
No, people will go. People will go. But, yeah, that was, it was
that,
such a fun
And summer. That was, like, the first sleepover, because I don't think I had, like, a summer camp home or anything, so I just sleep over with Riley. My dad was fine with it. It was kind of weird. But I slept over, and... What time did we go in? It was, like, 2 a.m. or something.
It was late.
I think we, like, watched a movie and kind of just, like, talked and, hated, but...
Yeah.
Then we went to bed. And then, I don't know what we did the next day. I think it was just, like, I think we just hung out the whole day.
Yeah.
I remember the second time I slept over was... Riley's cousins were home from South Dakota. So
oh, yes.
I was like, Dad, can I sleep over? Riley's cousins are sleep over, are sleeping over, so I slept over. And then I think the next day, it was like our 3 months or 2 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Or even 1 month, and we like went out for a date.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the second time I slept over.
No, I remember the first, it was like the first or second night.
Must have been like the second or third night.
Of us, like, first hanging out. I was there until 3 a.m.
Yeah.
My dad, like, I knew I had to be home at, like, 11 or 12, and I texted my dad. I was like, can I be home at this time? He never answered, so I just stayed until 3 a.m.
I feel like every single girl has done that until with their boyfriend.
And he, like, texted me. He probably, like, woke up. He's like, home now. So I was like, I gotta go.
Dad text ever.
And he wasn't even mad or anything. I expected to be, like, bitched out for it, but he was like, oh, how was your night? I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I mean, it's understandable. It's like you get caught up and whatever.
And then I met like his whole family. It was a grad party, like everyone and their mother, like
were you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like showed up, I was like, hi, and we like had like an awkward hug. I was like, hey.
It's so hard with family because I feel like you're in between like wanting to be outgoing but not wanting to be too much.
And I am not a social person at all.
I would rather, like, not talk to new people.
Yeah, I feel like you're a small circle kind of person. So, yeah.
So, yeah, now we've been dating for 10 months.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like, an official, will you be my girlfriend?
How did that happen? How did he ask
you? So, we were talking for a long time, and then he came...
My stomach is so loud. Okay, sorry.
And then he came to... I think it was my little sister's birthday party or Haley's grad party or something.
Okay.
And that's where he met all of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, went home or, like, that night. I was like, so are we dating now? Or I was like, so are you my boyfriend? He's like, do you want me to be? I was like, yeah. He's like, well, do you want to be my girlfriend? I'm like, yeah. Or he's like, I was like, do you want me to be your girlfriend? He's like, yeah, or whatever. And then... We never, like, we never decided or just, like, knew what day we were dating on or started dating. And so I was like, we started dating on June 3rd. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yep. So, yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Corey asked me to be his girlfriend, like, well, obviously on the 16th because that's our anniversary. But, prom was the 22nd or something like that. I don't know. Something in the 20s.
April.
April.
I think it was April 22nd.
22nd. And obviously we were going to prom together, like he asked me and whatever. But he told me after we had been dating for a while that he wanted to be in a relationship before prom. So like he wanted to be dating before we went to prom together. Like that was just his goal. And it was, like, a really slow burn, I feel like, between us. Because, like I said, we had been friends since, like, junior year. And then over the summer, we got along really well. And then when I was at Perpich, we would just talk a lot. And he'd, like, ask how my day was going. And I would, like, send him videos about what... Because there was always something going on at Perpich. Like, it was such a weird place. So I just always had stuff to say. And he would listen to all the stuff and whatever. And then... I think that we were in a talking stage from legitimately, like, late fall, because I know, like, around football season, I would come home and I would watch them play football on Fridays, because those are all my friends. Like, all the guys on the team were, like, my best friends. Mm-hmm. And so I loved watching them play, and then we would, like, go to Taco Bell after, and all of us would hang out and stuff, and I'm starting to really like him. And then we started talking in November, December, and then I came back from Purpich in January, and then February, we started hanging out when I was still going to Purpich. Like, if I was home on the weekend, he would, like, have me over to his house. Or, like, the first time we hung out was at my house, and it was super awkward. But, like, acute awkward, you know? But, yeah, we were talking November, December, January, February, March. So we were talking for, like, a good 6 months.
God damn.
Before we actually started dating. But honestly, I liked it that way because then we had been friends for a while, we were talking for a while, and then it was like, yeah, we want to date each other.
This is kind of, like, not embarrassing, but, like, fast-paced, but me and Riley were talking for, like, a month and a half.
Well, I don't think that's bad at all. I think that just shows that you guys really
liked
it.
We didn't really know each other before then, but, I mean, we're still going strong, so.
Exactly. No, obviously it's not a bad thing. But yeah, I was at his house one night, and I needed him to sign the paper, because he, you know, was homeschooled, so he had to sign a paper to go to prom, mm-hmm. And I went to my car to get it, and I was like, I'll go grab it, whatever, and it was, like, late at night, because I was about to leave, and he was like, I'll come with you, and I was like, okay, and so he came out to my car with me, and I gave him the paper, and then I got in my car to leave, and I was like, okay, bye, and he, like, kind of stood there by the door, and I was like, no, like, Corey, I would love to date you. And he just smiled, and he was like, I would love to date you, too. And then we were like, okay, bye. And then he, like, went to his house and whatever. And then I remember the next day, I went to go get Caribou with Maya and Ava after school, and I told them, and they were, like, screaming because they were so excited for me and stuff. But none of our friends found out until, like, weeks later. Because Corey doesn't really tell, like, he's not secretive, but he's just private. You know, mm-hmm. He doesn't tell a lot of people a lot of things about him. So he didn't tell any of the guys, and I had only told Maya and Ava. I didn't, like, tell, you know, any of the guys about it, because why would I? I think it was just obvious that we were going to date at some point, because we had been hanging out, whatever. And I remember we were in Mr. Beauchet's class, and it was, like, me, Maya, BK, Lar, Sorn, Reese, like, all of my friends were in there. And someone said something about me, like, cheating on Corey, which I obviously didn't do. They, like, made something up, and I was, like, and then someone said, you'd have to be dating him to cheat on him, and I was, like, we are dating. And they all just looked at me, like, what? I was, like, you guys didn't know that? And then they were, like, actually hurt. They were, like, why didn't you guys say anything? I was, like, because, I don't know, I didn't think you guys would care. And then there was, like, a track meet that day or the next day. And me and Corey were both, like, I was a track manager and he was in track. And we were both, like, on the field. And it was still that, like, giddiness of you just start dating, so you're, like, kind of nervous around each other. And everyone's around, and Andrew Drevlo, of all people, he, like, talked to everybody in our friend group, but he walked up and he was like, Sydney, Corey, congratulations on 2 weeks. Nobody knew.
And it was so iconic.
Oh my gosh, it was so cute. And everybody just, like, was like, yeah, like, clapping for us. And we were, like, both blushing, and it was, like, awkward and whatever. But yeah, and then, yeah, we've been dating since then.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it was really, really cute. And I do remember, too, on Valentine's Day, we didn't hang out on Valentine's Day when we had just been talking. We weren't together. That was, like, 2 months before we were together. Mm-hmm. And I went to his house the next day. He had a game on Valentine's Day, a basketball game, and there was a hockey game, so I went to the home hockey game, because it was, like, their last one, with all my friends, and then we're hanging out the next day, and, you know, he hadn't, like, made a move yet, he hadn't put his arm around me, he hadn't done anything, like, we would just talk when we hung out, like, we'd talk and watch a movie, and he was like, hold on, I gotta go do something quick, so he got up to go, and I was like, he's probably just going to the bathroom, and then he came back, and he had yellow roses, a $25 Starbucks gift card, and, like, a candle, like, the most basic girl present you can get, But I had never received flowers from a guy before, so I, like, started to tear up.
It's the most, loving.
It. I can't explain
lusting, just romantic experience
it's
ever.
The best thing ever. I was like, you did not get me this. Like, what? And I didn't get him anything because we weren't dating. So I was like, I wasn't expecting anything. I was like, when did you get all this stuff? He was like, well, my game was over. I got home at, like, 10:30, so I just stopped at Walmart on my way home. I was like, oh my gosh. And it was, like, the cutest thing ever. And then my reaction probably gave him a lot of confidence, so he, like, put his arm around me then. Aww. And I could, like, feel his heart beating so fast. Like, he was so nervous. And I said that to him, like, long after we had been dating for a while. I was like, your heart was beating so fast, because we were just talking about it. And he was like, you do not understand how nervous I was to do that, and how, like, good it felt for it to be over, you know, to finally get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like putting the arm around them is, like, the first thing to
step.
Yeah. That's, like,
to be more comfortable.
It's like, oh, we're definitely more than friends now, you know? Because, yeah. But, anyways, so.
I got flowers for our 3 months. They were so pretty. His mom helped him pick them out. Because he was nervous. He's like, I don't know what to get her. And then, for Valentine's Day, he was living in Modena for school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the store, and they didn't have any flowers. So he handmade me flowers out of, like, paper, and they turned out amazing.
Really? Like, oh, I think you told me about this. Yeah.
He made, like, a little wrapping thing for it, and, like, he made the stems and the leaves and, like, the petals and, like, the middle part. Like,
yeah.
It was amazing, and I still have them.
Aww.
And he, like,
I still, yeah.
He still handmade me a card.
These are the
I know,
first
I still,
flowers. Yeah, I cannot throw them away. Like, I won't do it. I just keep them.
I have the purple roses still from the first flowers he gave me.
Oh, purple roses suits you.
When I gave him his Valentine's Day gift, it was like the box where you just open each layer, and in the middle you could put a gift in.
Yeah.
So in the middle, at the bottom, I put the purple petals, the flowers I saved, and, like, a bracelet with my initial on it, because he gave me a necklace with his initial.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's so cute. I'm so happy for us.
Look at us, we're thriving.
And we deserve it, after our situationships and our flings, like, and being called bad kissers. I mean, I was never called the bad kiss.
Oh my god, another guy situation thing that happened. Do you remember, okay, I don't know if I told you, but the guy named Anthony, he's from Albany.
Oh, I feel like I maybe, was he older?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I was like 16 or something, and he was 18.
Yeah.
So.
I remember being very against that. I was like, Kyan, you're a dumb bitch. Do not be with this guy. Like, what
are you doing? I was just very desperate. Anyway, so I had him on Snap or whatever. I don't even remember how I got him on there, but. Mm-hmm. We were, like, snapping, and I thought he was pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you live in Albany. Cool. And I was like, oh, my God, we should hang out sometime. Just, like, meet, like, for coffee or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Meet at someone's house or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, my friend lives in Sauk, so I'll be in town this night.
Mm-hmm.
And meet that night. So I was, like, telling my parents about it, and they're like, you're gonna meet a random guy? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, we'll do it in a public place. So, I told him to meet me at Walmart. And I parked in the back of the parking lot. Because why would I meet him in the goddamn store?
Yeah.
And, like, if I pulled up to a parking spot, and then someone pulls up next to me, where else is he gonna park?
Yeah.
Like, so, I still met him in a public place where, like, I could scream and someone could hear me. And I had a taser.
That's so funny.
Girl.
So I met him
prepared
in, like,
for the worst.
So I met him in, like, the back corner of the parking lot. I was just sitting in my car. And he, like, came up in his car, whatever. And I, like, got in his car. It was pretty chill. And we, like, talked for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, like, I want to get this from Walmart. Can we go outside? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, like, looking around and whatever and talking. And he wanted to buy some, like, gaming headphones or whatever. So he purchased gaming headphones. Where he's like, oh, which one should I get? I was like, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up purchasing some gaming headphones. And then we talked in the car for a little bit more. Now at, like, the front of the store. And I said, bye.
So I went home, and then I got bitched at because I met him in the back of the parking lot and all this stuff.
But nothing bad happened.
I know.
I forgot about that guy.
Yeah, and then...
something, like, happened. I don't know what it was, but we stopped talking. I don't remember what happened. But we just
Glad that you did, though, because I remember bitching your ass out. I was like, Kyan, this is not a good idea.
But we stopped talking, and I removed him from social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a DM from a girl. And she's like, oh, you try and buy my man some headphones. And, like, no, it was the girl's best friend. She's he wants my best friend. He don't want you. And you try and think you were slick buying some gaming headphones. I was like, I don't even know who you are. I don't have the money to buy him games. What are you on?
Oh my god.
I'm a high school, like, sophomore or something.
Yeah.
What? And I, like, never replied, and I, like, I don't know. It was a whole
thing. Did he have a girlfriend?
I guess, or something like that.
But he didn't tell you about her.
Or, like, I don't think they were dating, but they just, like, broke up or something like that.
Oh.
But I was like, okay, I'm not getting into this.
And well, obviously, he wanted her to be jealous, because he told her, like, that he was hanging out with a girl. How else would she know, you know?
And the thing that really annoyed me was, they thought I bought him gaming headphones.
Yeah, why would you...
why would I spend money on a guy I've never met? I'm not, like, selfish, but...
okay,
well... but I would rather spend that money on myself...
well, yeah.
...than anyone else.
Unless, like, the guy was, like, freaking... I don't know.
If he... like... I will buy things for Riley now because I love this man, but like
That's just weird. That's funny. Here's to stable relationships. I'm so glad we have them.
I know. The gaming headphones will always get me.
That's such a random situation. Anyways,
we
spent a long time on that.
How long has this podcast been going?
I don't know. It never says how long, but it's gotta be a while. But
it is 7:48, so like
at least an hour.
Hour and a half.
Who knows? It'll probably be so long by the time we're done. But
are we still talking?
There's definitely I mean, you've still got stuff on. I wrote down questions, Kyan. I need to ask you stuff.
Okay, wait.
You ask me a question.
Okay. These are really, really deep. We're going to go from a silly conversation to a
I love deep conversations.
Okay.
Get into it.
Okay. My first question is, if you could tell yourself or give yourself advice to the person you were 2 years ago, what would it be?
Don't meet random men at Walmart.
You're going to get bitched out for buying him headphones that you didn't even buy.
Headphones. At that time, I would have used that money to buy myself makeup or anything I wanted.
That girl was delusional. Bro. Ain't no way. How did I never know that happened? You never told me about the headphones.
I think...
you're probably, like, embarrassed. You're like, damn, I really got called out for something I didn't do. You didn't want to talk about it.
He really told that girl that I bought him headphones.
I wasn't even carrying any money. I didn't even have a debit card at that time. And I was working for $9-$10.
What?
Oh my gosh.
I worked in a coffee shop.
Okay. Serious though. What would you actually tell yourself 2 years ago? You would have been...
this has to do with, like, intimacy, because, like, 2 years ago, last year, I really just wanted to lose my virginity. I wanted to get it out of the way, because all my friends lost their virginity, and they were always calling me, like, oh, the virgin, just, like, as a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
And I laughed about it.
Yeah.
And then I had, like, this situation where I wanted to get with this guy, but... he was the ex of two of my friends and created this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I was with Zach, he also wanted to do it with me. I was like, okay, but I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, I wanted to just get it over with.
Yeah.
So, basically, just wait. Just yeah. wait until you meet the person.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do it with a guy that loved me and I loved him mm-hmm. and there was trust and whatever. And I got that out of mm-hmm. Riley.
Yeah.
So just wait. Just wait. It'll come. Yeah. It'll come soon. Just wait.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thanks. That's good. That's good. Okay. Should I do another question?
Yeah.
Okay. This is something that I think about for, like, me personally a lot because, I don't know, I just do. But do you think that you have ever, like, peaked in your life? The best time of your life. Like, nothing will ever be as good as that time.
Definitely last summer.
Last summer.
So, that, like, junior year, I struggled a lot with my mental health and I was very unhappy. This was, like, when I didn't know Riley and stuff. And I was, like, struggling with Zach or whatever.
Yeah.
And just, like, my mental health was not good. I was not happy. It was a shit show.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then I met Riley, basically. And I had a good summer. We did everything together. Mm-hmm. I experienced camping for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, on a day trip and whatever.
Yeah.
Got to meet new friends and bond, like, have new bonds and relationships and, like.
So your life just kind of grew a little bit. Like, you got to grow up a little.
Yeah.
In a way.
And, like, yeah, I had my license still and whatever. Like, I could drive, like, not, like, freedom because I was still under my parents' roof, but, like, I was happier than I was a couple months before.
Yeah. And that that was your summer of 17.
No.
Were you 17 that summer?
I was 16, and then I turned 17 the month of school started.
The month of school.
Yeah, the month of school started. But,
well, so, around that age. Because, like I said, nothing beats that summer. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I became happy again because of Riley, basically.
Aw.
And, like, I got to, like, hang out with you guys, like, at this bonfire, and I got to, like, meet new friends and experience new things.
Yeah, being surrounded by people who are carefree, just, like, it reflects on you, you know? Because people say that you are an average of, like, the five people you're surrounded by the most. Mm-hmm. And that probably just helped that you were surrounded. I think, it just comes down to surroundings.
And, like, that end of that school year, I got rid of a toxic friend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to worry about that anymore. I chopped my hair off.
As one does when going through things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. Okay. Okay, good, good. My next one is, well, this might tie in with that one, but what's the hardest lesson you've learned ever? Like, just something that, like, when you finally came to terms with it, it was, like, tough. Or maybe something that happened that you learned from.
Keep things to yourself. That's, like, a lesson I have learned. Like, even if they are your closest friends, they cannot keep anything to themselves.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Like, there's been many things I, like, told my friends, and then it tells our other friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates a whole situation.
Yeah.
And then when I do the same thing because they said something bad about my friend, mm-hmm. and I tell them, I get bitched at for it.
Right.
Just keep everything to yourself.
Yeah.
It's really That's not good. Worth it.
That's good advice. Yeah. It always creates a situation.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. Okay. This one is kind of random, but I thought of this earlier today, and I thought that it would be interesting. I don't know if you'll have an answer for it or not, but it ties in with me, too. So, what is a problem or an issue that I have, but, like, and you've noticed it, but I don't know that I have it? Like, something that I subconsciously do, or, you know what I mean? Like, is there one?
Not that I can think of.
No?
No, you're like, perfect. I don't know.
Oh, okay, that's not.
I don't know.
True. But, I don't know, I was thinking of that earlier today, because I was like, what's something I could ask that Because I was thinking of, like, the whole strengths, weaknesses kind of thing. But, yeah, I just thought of that one randomly. I was like, I wonder if Cayenne has noticed any, like, underlying issue with me that I just, like,
don't... Okay, well, have you noticed any issue with me that I don't know?
With you,
Oh, okay.
Well, no, it's not, like, bad at all. It's just, this is probably because we just work together, too. But, like, you have a short temper. But you know that.
Yeah, I know that.
You know that. That's not, like, an underlying issue.
I do not
issue.
Have any patience, especially...
Yeah, especially at work.
Especially with slow people, people that are telling me what to do, but I've been there longer than them.
Yeah,
or
that's annoying.
Kids.
Yeah. Kids, period. Bro, yeah.
I have a very short temper. I have my dad's temper and my mom's.
Yeah, I remember... Bad. Yeah, you had no chance. I remember... I think it was the last shift that I worked with you, because we don't see each other as much anymore at work, but you, like, couldn't see Riley that day or something, so you were just in a bad mood. And I'm in the back, and I'm talking to, like, Rhea or whoever else is working, and I'm, like, working on potato set. I'm, like, making something in the back or whatever, taking my time, and Cayenne was watching the front. She comes to the back crying and goes, "Can somebody help the counter? I can't do this right now." And just is crying in the back room. And I'm like, the fuck? So I, like, was like, yep, I got it. And I just took my gloves off and went up and, like, helped them. And I was like, what is going on? And I get to the back, and Cayenne's, like, having a breakdown. And then you, like, you ended up being able to see him, or you made plans. Then you were like, fine, the rest of the day. Like, your mood just switched up so fast. And I was like, is this bitch bipolar? Like, what is going on? But... honestly, it provides entertainment. And I also remember...
There is never a dull moment.
No, no, never. I remember, too, it was, like, the summer, your first summer working at Jitters, I think. And you know how crazy it gets. Mm-hmm. Like, no one will ever understand how hard it is to be a Jitters employee in, like, the month of July. It's so awful. Like, the line is out the door. There's cars lined up to the street. Like,
I remember during COVID... or something, like, the drive-through line was wrapping around the parking lot.
Anyway, sorry, so go ahead. No, you're fine. But yeah, it just gets so crazy. And so the cooks and the espresso person get, like, the worst of it, obviously, because they are making the drinks and the food. And I had been trained in by, like, Carol or whoever to cook, and Carol was, like, really fast. Her and Haley Hill were both really fast. And they trained me in. And you hadn't been there as long as I had, so I think I had more, like, of the hang of it. And you just didn't, because you hadn't been there as long. And Cayenne and I were cooking. And Cayenne, like, couldn't find any more lettuce or something. And she started crying. And she, like, started crying and went to the back room and just was, like, having a panic attack or something. And I was like, is she serious right now? Like, we have so much food to make. And then we, like, ran out of strawberries. We couldn't do the strawberry salad. And I remember, like, Cayenne, you know, was having a breakdown. So I'm like, okay, I gotta do the food. Like, no one is around. I gotta step up. And so I'm, like, so dramatically, like, trying to make all the food, like, everything ordered and whatever. And then we're out of strawberries. And I'm like, shit. Because, you know, strawberry salad is, like, the
most
seasonal.
Popular thing.
It's what everyone gets in the summer. And Tom came over, and I was like, Tom, we're out of strawberries. And he was like...
I'll run to the store.
He went to the store!
In the middle of a rush!
And he, I kid you not, it felt like he was back in 2 minutes. He was actually so fast. And I just know that Tom, like, got there, ran in, got them, ran back out. Like, Jitters is everything to that man. And he, like... I just know that he actually went as fast as he possibly could. And he came back and he was, like, out of breath, and he had packs of strawberries. He's throwing
them into the thing. Goes back to the espresso machine.
The poor people who, like, were waiting for them finally got them all at once or whatever. And oh my gosh, it was just crazy. But yeah, Cayenne was not having it that day. And I think that happened multiple times. But, like, it's totally
understandable. It's a very stressful
It's very
thing.
Understandable. Yeah, there's nothing like cooking at Jitters in the summer.
It's honestly very stressful. I don't wish it upon anyone.
But, yeah, no. But I think that it was fun when it was us two, because we balanced each other out well, you know? Because I feel like you were more, like, you were better at saying what you were feeling. You were like, oh, this fucking sucks. Like, whatever, I hate my job. And then I never really said stuff like that, but I was like, okay, Cayenne, relax, like, it's fine. And so we kind of, like, would balance it out or whatever, but I just remember you being so, I've never seen you so, it was so funny. I'm sorry, but, like, you breaking down should not be funny, but the fact that it was over not being able to make strawberry sounds fast enough was, like, the best thing ever. And I remember going home and I was like, Mom, Cayenne was cooking and she started crying and I had to make all of her orders and it sucked. And she was like, oh, man.
I remember, like, it was, like, my second or third day, like, working at Jitters or something. And I went outside in the drive thru to, like, get an order with my notepad. And there was, like, a pipe or, like, something on the side of the building that I hit my hand on. So goddamn hard. And I was taking the girl's order in the middle, passing out because of the pain. My, like, I couldn't feel my arm, like, it was all tingling. Oh, and my no. eye, my vision was going black.
That's the worst.
I was about to pass out. I was like, okay. So I went inside, set the notepad on the counter, and I went in the bathroom and laid on the floor.
What? Was I there?
I don't know, but it was terrible. And I went out, I was like, I don't feel good. I need to go home. I was there for like an hour.
That happened to the beginning of your shift.
Girl. No. But it was so bad. Like, I was on the verge of like blacking out. Like,
oh, yeah. No.
Like, I was walking to the bathroom. I was like, I can't see. Like, my vision's going black. I was about to pass out.
Yeah. Yeah. There was only one time that, well, like, I burned myself on the grill a couple times. But recently, it was, like, maybe a month ago, a month and a half ago, I was working, and it was me, Gerald, Jen, and I think that was it at the time, and maybe, like, Jerry or something. But it was basically me and, like, the quietest people in the Jitter staff. Mm-hmm. And Karen was there, but she had to run to the store or something, and she was like, hey, you want to cut these onions or something? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I always used a serrated knife when cutting the onions, but for some reason I was like, I'm gonna use the other one, the, like, chopping one. But, you know, the onion was still round, so it...
Sending.
Yeah, bad idea.
Rule
and
number
I,
one, use a serrated knife
when cutting
an onion.
I didn't, like, do this with my knuckles. I had my finger out, and I went to cut it, and it went right into my finger, and it hurt so bad and caught me so off guard. I've never, like, cut anything, really. Like, I've, like, had scrapes, but it started, like, bleeding all over, you know? And I had a glove on, so it was no concern with, like, I didn't get it on anything or whatever. But it started, the blood started, like, filling up in the glove. And I was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And I started getting so scared. And then my, like you said, my vision started going black. And I was like, I am not passing out in Jitters. No. And I am not leaving it up to Gerald to take care of me. That is not happening. You know what I mean? So I, like, you know, I held it really, really tight because it hurt so bad, and I was, like, starting to, like, lose, like, I was breathing hard, and I was freaking out. I was like, what do I do, what do I do? And I didn't want to, like, tell anybody because I didn't want to go home and make a big deal about it. So I like, went outside, and I kind of, like, crouched down outside, and, like, you know, the wind, it was, like, windy out, so I was like, okay. And I was, like, taking deep breaths, and, like the wind kind of hit me, and I was like, I'm fine. I'm, like, shaking because it hurts so bad. And then I put a Band-Aid on it and, like, went into the bathroom and just kind of, like, gathered myself and then, like, was scared to touch a knife because it, you know, cut my finger. And then I usually don't, like, say, okay, I'm going to go take a break. I usually just, like, eat something really quick and then just go back to work. But I went up to Jen. I was like, I'm going to go in my car and take a break. She's like, okay. And I sat in my car for, like, 15 minutes and just drank water because I was so freaked out because I had never, like, cut myself and... I think there's a little mark, but it wasn't that bad.
There's been, like, a couple times where I cut myself on the serrated knife. I'm like, God damn it.
Really? Like, on the serrated one?
The serrated knife sucks ass.
Really? I like that one. I just...
It hurts.
Well, I was like, obviously, if you cut yourself,
I think I was just... It was a couple times I was, like, cutting a bun or something.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I, like, slit, like, my...
Sure.
...pointer finger. It was so bad.
Yeah. I remember one time... Riley Campson was working, and I was replacing the lettuce. I will never forget this. And there was the knife, like, the chopping knife was sitting there, and she hit it with her elbow, and it legitimately almost stabbed me, like, in the head. Like, it, like, fell right next to me. It was the scariest thing ever. And I was like 15 and I was like, and she just was probably scared too. So she just kind of acted like it didn't happen, but I will never forget that. I could have easily been like stabbed.
If you say something to her about it now, she'd be like, what?
I feel like she probably doesn't even remember it. She probably didn't even notice I was there. It was like my second week of working, but I was like, it was really, really nerve wracking. But
how did we get on this topic?
I have no idea. I feel like no matter what, we always end up talking about jitters. Freaking jitters, man.
Hell.
But I do, I mean, I don't know about you, but I do love that place. It's like,
I feel like just, like, the coffee smell is just, like, in my pores.
Yeah.
Like, when I, like, my body decomposes from dying, you'll probably smell
it's
coffee.
It's espresso,
you'll
yeah.
probably smell coffee coming
the
from
the amount of espresso
coffee.
That is in my body. Oh, yeah. The amount of times I've gotten in my car after working there and there's, like, espresso on my face and I'm not even fazed anymore because that's just how it is. Like, you know what I mean?
Or, like, there's been times where I'm, like, cleaning the espresso machine with, like, the little bristle one.
Yeah.
And, like, flicks back.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
All over
or when you
face.
Use the brush and it, like, slides onto your finger. Has that ever happened to you? The really hot water?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And
that
like, pisses
me off.
But the espresso flicks back. I'm like, okay, we're good. And I, like, get in my car after my shift, and there's, like, espresso in the corner. That's happened a couple times. I'm like,
it's, like, in your fingernails.
I'm like, what the hell? Or, like, the rag you would use, like, to wipe down, like, espresso or whatever. And there's still just, like, little grains all over
your hands. Impossible to get rid of. Like, nothing hits like an after jitters shower. You just have to shower. Otherwise, you smell like it. And, like, in the winter, your winter coat smells like jitters.
That's just, anything will smell like jitters.
Yeah. And it's not, like, a terrible smell, but it's definitely not something you want to smell like. I don't know.
It just gives me, like, war flashbacks. When I, like,
there's
smell
so
on
many,
my clothes.
There's so many good moments and so many bad ones. Like, I feel like since it's all girls that work there and a lot of, like, older women, there's always people talking about other people. You know what I mean?
Lisa?
Like, oh man,
Lisa's
the biggest gossiper ever.
Lately, Lisa has been talking smack. Especially, like, that one time about, like, Packham's.
Oh, she can't stand her.
I can't stand her. I love her as a person,
I love
but
Pat
not
Coombs.
As a coworker.
I love Pat Coombs as a coworker and a person. I love her.
I love her as a person.
I will never
not
say anything
coworker.
Bad about that woman. I think she's the funniest person ever.
Do you know that one dog from The Secret Life of Pets? That white dog with, like, the little pink bow?
I think so.
She looks
that's
like
Pat Coombs. Yeah. She's
like,
just so
I don't
funny.
Know how it is, but they look exactly
she
alike.
She came into Jitters one time, and she had obviously gotten her hair done. It was, like, super straight and nice. And she was just there as a customer to, like, get a coffee, and I was like, oh, Pat, you look so cute. I love your hair. And she goes, thanks. My husband never says anything. I was like, what? It made me really sad, actually. But
okay, well, back to the Secret Life of Pets. She looks exactly like that damn dog.
You just said that. What do you mean, back to...
I feel like we really need to, like, speak on it, though.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna look up a picture. Secret Life of Pets. Do you know the name of the
dog? No, but look up, like, white dog,
Secret,
pink bow,
life,
Secret
life
of
Pets. I feel like I have kind of an image... Oh!
Pat Coombs looks exactly like that dog. Like, in a cute way, but, like, exactly like her.
One time, me and Corey... Well, I'd tell Corey all about, like, you know, work drama and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, I've only ever said good things about Pat Coombs. Like, I love her. And, you know, she's a little bit, like, spacey, and she's old, and she'll come in for her 11 o'clock shift at, like, 12, and there's no consequences.
She'll take a break after being on for, like, a half hour.
And
then
she messes
leave.
Up every single order she takes and has no idea what she's doing. But me and Corey went to Jitters for lunch one day, and he thought that Jen was Pat Coombs. He was like, is that Pat Coombs? I'm like, no, that's Jen. And
Jen's a hippie.
Yeah. And then Pat Coombs walked by, and you know her walk, how she's like, just always looks, like, confused and, like, walks kind of slow. And I kind of tapped him, and I was like, that's Pat Coombs. And he just started dying laughing. And I was like, what? He was like, she looks exactly as I imagined she would. Like, it totally makes sense. And then I went up to her, and she was talking to me, and I was like, yeah, this is Corey and whatever. And then we were talking about driving, and she told us that she, like, speeds on the interstate. She goes, like, 90. I'm like, Pat Coombs? What? And, yeah, so Corey got to talk to her, and I think he liked her a lot. But, yeah, she's, like, my grandma at Jitters. I just love her.
I can't say the same.
I know.
Next question.
Anyways, yeah, moving on from Jitters. I think that was... I don't have any more questions. Well, do you have anything you wanted to talk about? I don't know. You pick.
Wait, let me close my eyes and just... Do you believe in ghosts and the paranormal?
Yes.
Yes! Yeah! I did a debate presentation on that, and everyone's like, well, there's no scientific proof.
Of ghosts?
Well, yeah. They're like, well, prove this video by Sam and Colby. They didn't believe me.
Okay, Sam and Colby is your first problem. You cannot use them as a way. Or, like,
well, look at Ghost Adventures. Like, I was,
well,
like,
what
bringing...
what about, like, The Conjuring House and...
I know, like...
You know?
I was, like, I hate talking in front of classes, so yeah. I was nervous. And I was just, like, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I will get into this shit.
Yeah.
The paranormal.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, and, like, the whole thing about a priest having to go into a house to get rid of a spirit is so creepy to me, but I... Like, it makes sense in my brain. It's like, well, like, yeah, of course there's ghosts. Like,
I feel like if it wasn't real, there wouldn't be, like, movies and, like, these
shows.
Well,
the movies are based on true events, and it's stuff, like, it's always in a place. Actually, Lars' girlfriend from college, he has a girlfriend, Erica.
Yeah.
And she, her, Lar, and Ben, and me and Corey all, like, recently, we, like, went out to Texas Roadhouse this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And on the way there, she was telling me that her house is haunted. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, like, we call him the Green-Eyed Man. And apparently, I'm not going to get every detail right, but, like, she, like, they would hear noises. Like, they would, her whole family, including the dog, would be in the basement, and they would hear someone walking upstairs. And then the dad would go upstairs, no one's up there. And it's just kind of, you know, stuff like that, like, hearing things, seeing things. And there was a guy... who had green eyes, who had, like, owned all of the land, or, like, the houses over there, and I don't know how he died or whatever, but obviously he died,
mm-hmm.
And, she had, like, her friend over for a sleepover, and the friend said that she woke up in the middle of the night and saw green eyes.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, and then...
Mommy can get me.
Yeah, exactly. And so her friend said that, and it's like, okay, whatever, but then, like, her sister's friend also stayed the night one time and said the same thing, and they didn't, like, know each other, they didn't talk to each other, and they described him the exact same way. How
That's crazy
would that be? Like, experiencing that? You know how I just went to Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first house that we stayed in, because we ended up extending the trip, so we stayed in a Phoenix house, but we stayed in a house in Sedona first. And Sedona is, like, known for having, like, these healing spirits and just kind of, you know, very, like, spiritual. Not in the ghost way, but just in, like, a
Your mom
believing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we stayed in this house, like, 5 minutes outside of Sedona. And, you know, you're, like, when you're in Arizona, you feel like you're in a desert, like, on Mars. You know, like, it's just red rocks everywhere, plants everywhere. There's, like, wild pigs running around, like, very wildlife. And this house was, like, very big and very weirdly decorated. Like, it was owned by a guy, which I thought was weird, because...
Was it, like, more of a feminine, like, looking
it
house?
It wasn't feminine, but there were, like, pictures, or, like, there was, like, a, there was this statue of, like, a naked woman. Like, a doll-looking naked thing.
Okay.
Like, right by a door that you walk through. So every time, and it was by the kitchen, so every time I walked through that door from the kitchen, I thought a person was standing there, and I would, like, get scared. And it's like, who thinks to put that there? You know what I mean? And then, in the front door, it had this huge front door that's in every fucking horror movie you've ever seen, and it's just the big wooden door that, like, you can kind of see through the window, but not quite. That's this door. Huge. Very old-fashioned. You walk in, you look to the right, what do you see? It's this painting of a girl going like this. like her head is tilted, her eyes are, and it's like this doll looking thing. And then in the kitchen, there's like these humongous teapot doll looking things sitting on the top shelf. And like everywhere, there's dolls, there's just weird little decorations. And we're like, what is this place? And it's owned by a guy? Like, what guy decorates like this? And there like was no like games to play, no decks of cards, no pens, no extra food. Everything was empty. Like, all the cabinets are empty, all the things are empty. There was, like, some extra blankets, but not a lot. All the rooms were very old-fashioned and just weirdly decorated. And Johnny and I are big horror movie fans. Mm-hmm. Like, we love watching horror movies. So we were convinced that it was haunted the second we stepped in because we were like, this place is just weird. Like, we can feel it. My mom was like, no, it's not. You guys are ridiculous. My grandma said the same thing. And then we went up to the room that Johnny and I were going to be sleeping in. It's in two twin beds. And I kid you not, we heard, like rustling behind or under one of the beds. You could just hear, like, kind of, like, bang and then, like, moving as if someone were under it. And Johnny and I were freaking out. We're like, we're not sleeping in here. My mom's like, oh, whatever. So we're, like, checking under the bed for something moving. We're like, okay, maybe it was just the fan. Whatever. And then Johnny and I were, like, still, we had been in there a different time, and I swear I heard, like, moaning. Like, the horror movie kind of moaning, like that. I heard it, and I was like, what? Like, I had never heard anything like that before, and it sounded very ghost-like, and I was like, this is weird. And then we went downstairs, and we were in the kitchen. This was the first night we were there. And there's, like, you know those old radios? It's, like, wooden, like this, and then you have the knob you turn it on, and then the station you put it on, and then the volume. Like, it's all just knobs. So we're in there, I'm like, oh, cool, radio. And I turn it on, and I turn it to a volume that's, like, not that loud, so we can just have it on. And no one is near the radio. It's just on, and it's, like, fairly quiet. We're all talking, and all of a sudden, the music just gets significantly louder. Like, it just turns up. And we're like, hell nah, this is not, like, every one of us heard it too. We were like, this is not real. And then I guess all of that kind of just happened the first couple of nights, and then we just kind of got over it. We were like, hey, it's not haunted, we're fine. Then we get home from the trip, and a few days after we got home, my mom was like, that place was totally haunted. And I was like, well, why do you say that? She said, you heard moaning, right? And I was like, yeah. She said, I was sleeping in that room, and I heard a man's voice moaning. And I was like, shut the fuck up, mom. And she made me think I was crazy for thinking that place was haunted. And she was like, it was totally haunted. And it didn't have Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi. We had no way to contact anybody. We couldn't watch TV. Like, every sign pointed to this house is haunted. But we survived.
What the hell? That is insane.
I know.
And people think ghosts aren't real.
Oh, yeah. Corey doesn't think they're real. Because I told him about all of the things. I was like, this place is definitely creepy. And he was like, ghosts are not real, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, that's boring. I think it's so fun to believe in ghosts. Like, I love it. But, yeah, so that's my experience with haunted houses. So, yeah.
I have a story.
Okay,
so, me and my family, we lived in an old house.
Yeah.
We saw it because, like, a blue, like, townhouse was, like, connected.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, like, a few years ago. I think it was just me and my mom home.
Mm-hmm.
So, living in this house, my sister and brother shared a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and my other sister shared a room, which was, like, the master bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
And whatever. So, like, we all shared the bathroom upstairs. And so, the bathroom is, like, a mirror, the counter, and then it goes into, like, another, like, door open area with, like, the sink and the, or not sink, but the toilet and shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this great big mirror, and if you leave the bathroom door open, you can see into my room when that door is open. So my mom, I think she was just, like, napping downstairs in her room, and the door was wide open. It was during the day. I had just gotten out of the shower. No one was, like, upstairs, so I was just in a towel, and the door was open. I could see into my room. And in, like, the corner of my eye, I see just, like, a black shadow just go across my bedroom. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And so this was, like, my room. And, like, right next to the door, like, inside is, like, a dresser. Here's the door of the wall. Right, the wall right here.
Yeah.
And it came from, like, the side of my dresser to the wall.
Yeah.
And I freaked the fuck out. Yeah. I shut that bathroom door so fast.
Yes.
It was terrifying. I was it's like, scary. I saw, like, a black shadow just go across.
Yeah, and you can't just, like, see those things. Like, just see them. Like, no, they're there. You know what I mean? Like, when people are like, oh, you just thought you saw it. It's like, no, I saw it. Like, yeah. Have you ever seen, have you ever, like, thought you saw someone who had died? Have you ever had that?
No.
Because one time, my grandpa died when I was, he died in 2012. How old would I have been? 12 years ago? I would have been, oh my gosh, do math, seven or eight. Mm-hmm. So he died around that age and whatever, and we still lived in the old house, and I would bike, like, around the block all the time, and you know the Angel Garden at the church? Mm-hmm. So I would go there with, like, me and Ella Frost, that were really close when we were little, we would, like, go there just because we thought it was fun, and I would go there sometimes because when I was younger, I was, like, really into God and, like, really into going to church and stuff. So I would, like, go to the Angel Garden and just kind of be there by myself. Like, I just really liked it there when I was younger. And I swear, my grandpa was, like, he was a big church person. Like, church every Sunday. He, you know, God was his guy. Like, God had his back all the time. And he, like, worked at the church that he went to. So, you know, it, like, after he died, I don't know, that was just a big thing, was that I was really into God, because that's what he was into, and I missed my grandpa, so whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was riding my bike past the Angel Garden, like, a few weeks after he died, and I was thinking about him, and there was, you know, like, the little arc.
Yep.
I went past that, and I'm going at, like, a fine pace and whatever, and I looked over, and I saw him in, like, a suit reading a Bible, like, standing there.
Oh, hell no.
I saw him, like, standing there with his back to me, but he was doing this, and I knew it was him. Like, you know what your grandpa looks like. And I was like, oh my gosh, and I, like, hit the brakes on my bike and got off, and I went in there, and no one was there. Like, I didn't even mistake it for, like, another person. No one was in there. And I was like, holy crap.
No, that's insane.
It was actually really cool. And there was also another time that my family and I, where did we go? I think we went to, like, Fuji Steakhouse or something.
Oh, yeah.
And this was, like, a week after he had passed away, because we went to go see my grandma. She lived in Plymouth at the time. So we stayed with her for a couple of weeks because, like, she didn't have anyone else. Like, so we went, and then my mom's brother and his family went. And we go to P.F. Chang's, or P.F. Chang's or Fuji Steakhouse, wherever it was. I think it was P.F. Chang's, actually. And we come out of the restaurant, and it's raining, and there's this guy that comes by on his bike. And we're like, why is someone biking in the rain? That's weird. And obviously we're all thinking about Grandpa because he just died. The guy went up to either my dad or my mom's brother. I think it was my dad, and handed him something and said something about God. Like, God is always with you, or God bless you, or something, and handed it to him. My dad just thought he was crazy, so he, like, threw it away. And the guy biked off, and me and Jake were like, where's he going? And we ran after him to go see, and we turned the corner, and he wasn't there. Like, he had, and there was no way he could have biked away that fast. You know, mm-hmm. He turned the corner and he was gone. And we're like, what? And my grandma was like, Brian, go get that out of the, I want to see what that guy had. And it was my grandpa's favorite Bible verse.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And it was, like, circled and had, like, writings on it and stuff. It's like, you can't tell me that wasn't, like, a spirit or, like, an angel or something. You know what I mean? That's so interesting to me. And I don't know if she kept it. I know she brought it home and, like, printed copies of it, because my grandma thought it was, like, the most amazing thing ever. Like, you know, because that's her husband. That's, like, just a thing to remind her of him. And, yeah, it was John 3:16, because that was his favorite verse. But it was... I forgot that happened, actually, until now. But, yeah, it was, like, a huge thing to... I don't know. But I thought it was really interesting.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. I'm getting sleepy.
Me too.
We've been talking for so long, this bed is so...
Oh, my God.
Is there anything you want to end it on? Anything that you were dying to talk about?
No, we can save it for next time.
For next time. Yeah, we could have saved so many things. This is going to be like a 3-hour... If you made it to the end of this, you're a true friend. I don't know.
No one definitely made it
to
the
end of this. Yeah, no one listened. But you know what? I feel like I'm going to listen to this in the car on a random day when I have to make a long drive. Because why not? But anyways, thanks for being on my podcast, Cayenne.
Yeah.
Glad to have you.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye. No one's listening? Okay. Goodbye.